Blog Talk Radio.
You are solely responsible for your interactions with other listeners of the Love Zone USA. You understand that the Love Zone USA does not in any way screen its listeners, nor does the Love Zone USA inquire into the backgrounds of its listeners or attempt to verify the statements of its listeners. The Love Zone USA makes no representations or warranties as to the conduct of its listeners or their compatibility with any current or future listeners. In no event shall the Love Zone USA or Blog Talk Radio be liable for any damages whatsoever, whether direct, indirect, general, special, compensatory, consequential, and or incidental, arising out of or relating to the conduct of you or anyone else in connection with the use of this service, including without limitation bodily injury, emotional distress, and or any other damages resulting from communications or meetings with other listeners of this service or persons you meet through this service. You agree to take reasonable precautions in all interactions with other listeners of the Love Zone USA, particularly if you decide to meet in person. In addition, you understand that the Love Zone USA makes no guarantees, either expressed or implied, regarding your ultimate compatibility with individuals you meet through listening to the Love Zone USA. The Love Zone USA. The Love Zone USA.
Hello, and welcome to the Girlfriend Network. I'm your host, Zena Vasquez. Today we have two co-hosts. We have Calvin from Brooklyn. What's up going on? How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. And we also have my new ladybug, Miss Sharon Starks, in the ATL.
What's up, everybody? Hello.
All right. Are you ready? Because it's going together.
Yes.
All right. Oh, today's topic is, can you read her mind? Now, I know it's two against one, Calvin, but I'm sure you'll make it through the hour.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
Basically, women expect men to just know what they feel, how they feel, when they feel it, and what to do to accommodate it. Now, women expect men, clearly, to be emotional readers, not mind readers, but at the end of the day, we all know that means the same thing. Now, right. Women's minds are ruled mainly by their emotions, and in the same token, for a man, if a man's able to read a woman's emotions, he can get more insight to her mindset and change her mood as well. You know, it's kind of like the key to the door. You know, you can't get in the door without a key. I mean, anybody knows, you know, unless you have that key, you can't get in. So, Calvin, I want to ask you, how are your skills on reading a woman's mind?
Well, it depends on many of things. Like, I'm a good reader of body language. I think that that's one of the most biggest key components to understanding where somebody's at with whatever you tell them, or just basically within their day. You know, if you come in and you look real sluggish, I figure you might have had a long day. You know, I might have to do something to cheer you up. Now, if you come in very chipper, I'm going to ask you, you know, how was your day? You know, get little tidbits and figure out, just be accommodating and attentive to, like, your needs.
Okay. Sharon, darling, I need to ask you a question.
Yes. Okay, I'm ready.
Now, I know you in the A, and I know the average man out there has more than what meets to the eye that goes on. So I wanted to know, what has been your encounter with men, and do you feel that their Southern hospitality accommodates for being able to tap into a woman's mind?
Oh, no. Atlanta, oh, God, Atlanta is the home of the free, okay, when it comes to dating women. It's a plethora of women. And it's almost like guys in Atlanta expect for women to show them something as opposed to them showing the woman something. It's almost like, if you want me, if you want King Mandingo, what can you do? It's like, are you serious? That's basically what the mentality is like that. I mean, the guy that's really successful, like, he has an advantage. So they play that advantage. They play up on it. So, yeah, my encounters have been very, very interesting with the Southern guys.
I'm at a point where I'm just like, okay, either you are looking, either you're listening, or you're not. Because there's just certain things, I really don't care what a man says, you know, okay? You have to know. Like, you can't be that clueless. Like, we live on Earth, we're always listening, we're always looking at certain things, you're always, you know, men are very logical, you know, they go off what they see. So you can't really sit here and tell me there's certain things you don't know as a man that a woman thinks or that a woman feels.
At the same token, if I might chime in,
you
can't, like we say, you can't expect that whole mind reading thing to always be the every man's go-to. Like, not every man operates like that. You know, sometimes they're just so much into their day. Some people, like I said last week, they get too comfortable and into routine. Oh, she's home. Oh, she's going to tell me about her day. Maybe she's not going to tell you about her day. Maybe it wasn't good enough. Maybe you should ask her about it. But not everybody takes heed to that. Sometimes it gets taken for granted. So, I mean, you can't blame them. They fall into routine. You got to change it up a little bit every now and again.
I hear you. I smell you, but
Right. I kind of feel like a man has to pay attention to his woman. If you notice that every time you walk in the door and you take your socks off, she pushes her nose up or she does something that's a little not, you know, I mean, take your socks off somewhere else. It's little things that women do. We won't, like, we're not going to make it extremely difficult for you. Trust me, we'll let you know. Some are more vocal than others. Some use body language, you know. But just if you paid attention, then there would be no issues. There would be no problems. Everything would be nice.
I think at that point, he may need to pay a little more attention to himself, because If he don't smell that cheese, then I think there's already a problem. You might have to be vocal with him.
Speaking of which, we're going to take a quick break. Let's listen to Can You Read My Mind by Brian McKnight. We'll be back.
Gave you all my hours. had the chance, take you to every party, cause all you wanted to do was dance. Now my baby's dancing, but she's dancing with another man. My pride, my ego, my needs, and my selfish ways called the good, strong woman like you to walk out my life. Now I'm never get to clean up the mess I made. Oh, and it haunts me every time I close my eyes. It all just sounds like ooh. Although it hurts, I'll be the first to say that I was wrong. Oh, I know I'm probably much too late to try and apologize for my mistakes, but I just want you to know. Hope he holds your hand, give you all his hours when he has the chance. Take you to every party, cause I remember how much you loved to dance. Do all the things I should have done when I was your man. Do all the things I should have done when I was your man.
Check out the Countdown Show with Tony Diamond. Tune in as Tony Diamond counts down the top 7 songs and mixes right here on the Love Zone USA. Each and every Friday, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be sure to tune in and tell a friend.
The Love Zone USA.
Американская фирма Transceptor Technology приступила к производству компьютеров персональный спутник.
Everybody, this is yours truly, Jamie, around from the Tom Jones Morning Show. Present my good friend, Talent.
Booyah! What's the dealio? It's your boy, Talent. You know what time it is. It's just comedy. That's right, yours truly from Def Comedy Jam, host of Showtime at the Apollo, and I'm coming to it.
Love Zone USA. This is Danny Glover.
Baby, you better recognize it's going down. Don't take it personal. It's just comedy. Oh, you don't want to miss it.
Love Zone USA.
It's your boy Talent. It's just comedy.
Love Zone
USA. USA.
Look out for Talent April 25th. To join our mailing list to get upcoming info on all the Love Zone shows, as well as be eligible for tickets to shows, backstage passes, free albums, and cash. Here's an inside tip to those on the mailing list. We'll get parental treatment. Just go to www.thelovezoneusa.com, click on the contact you pad, then put your name in the subject line and mailing list along with your email address, and be prepared to win with thelovezoneusa.com. Now, before we went to break, and thanks Bruno Mars for that song, we were discussing the topic, can you read her mind? We also have a co-host that's going to make 3-1 because it is a lady. I have Xavier. Hey, Xavier, how are you?
Yes.
Hey, I'm good. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Awesome. I see you have a pretty good topic going on here. We got 3-1, huh?
We have Sharon Stark out of ATL, and we also have Calvin from Brooklyn.
So we got 3 women against 1 man.
He's okay. He's gonna put on his hi hat right now. He's gonna hold it down. He has no choice.
You can handle my own. I'm pretty good at this.
Now, Xavier, before we went to break, we were just discussing the topic, and I'm gonna touch on something, actually. I also feel, in a sense, that men treat women like, you know, men. And they try to gauge into their mindset by reading their linear logic of their interaction, basing that on their conclusion. It's kind of like approaching the job with the wrong tools. What do you feel about that?
Okay, just on the topic in general, I think that it's unrealistic to expect anyone to read your mind. I think that there are a few things that we have to take into consideration when we're dealing with the opposite sex and how they interact with us based on how we're feeling. I think, first of all, the length of time that you've been with someone and how that relationship was formed. You know, you have so many various forms of relationships nowadays. You have your booty calls, your side pieces, you know, your friends with benefits, and then you have your actual relationships where you get to know a person. You know, and if you have one of those passing type relationships like the booty call or whatever, or the side piece, jump off, whatever, you know, you call it or whatever, so many names for all these different things, you really can't expect that person to be in tune with you at all because they're expected to tune in
when you chime in, meaning I call it dick in a bottle, right? So if you know that you can call a booty call, I call it dick in a bottle. When you need that, take it up yourself, twist that cap off, get your girl ass water, put it back on the shelf. You know
exactly
what your purpose is. You understand what I'm saying? You can't turn that into a relationship when you've already set the tone for that relationship and then expect a man to be like, well, I'm being intimate with him and I'm cooking and I'm cleaning, so why isn't he trying to wife me? No, because you made a statement by your actions that all you need him to do is show you how to work around the whole house, the kitchen, the bathroom, and the bedroom from behind. It's just ridiculous.
As ridiculous as it sounds, though, some people are probably just trying to look for that promotion or look for that more out of something. They see potential and possibility within the chemistry that y'all share. So,
how could it get any better? You have to know who you're dealing with as well, because I've been married. I'm a widow, and my husband was in tune with, you know, me and my emotions. But there are some men that are more or less sensitive than others. I've been in a relationship now for 2 years, and he is more sensitive than I am. I'm not the super emotional woman, and he is more emotional than I am. He's more sensitive to what's going on with me. If I'm having a bad day, you know, he comes home, he's like, you know, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, how do you know something's even wrong with me? Because I haven't really, you know, let on that something's wrong. I tend to try and fix my stuff. I'm a daddy's girl, so I have a few more characteristics, somewhat like a male would, as opposed to, you know, what a woman would be. But he's more sensitive than I am. So you really also need to know the person that you're dealing with and what their sensitivity level is, because that stuff just may go over their heads. With me, sometimes, unless I'm not in business mode and I'm just really trying to get in tune with my guy, sometimes he could be having a bad day or be, you know, upset or stressed out about something, and I may not catch it because my mind is somewhere else. It's not that I don't care, but once he expresses to me that there's an issue, then, of course, I can tune into it. You know, I'm just the one that expresses it. But, you know, he knows not to just expect me to just catch it like that, because that's not...
Listen, Xavier, I'm going to tell you something right now. Right now, but right now. Anybody got time for that? Because be thankful that that's the situation that you have. For the average person, that's so not the case. Like, you got your prissy ones, you got your thugs, you got your Amba Adiva, you have your indirect, I'm a man, but I'm really a sensitive little woman inside. And it's kind of like whichever person you perceive or whichever person is given, that's what you're going off of. At the end of the day, 9 times out of 10, whoever they are portraying is not who they really are, period. So it's kind of like, okay, he claims he likes it like this. He claims he likes it like that. But when you're ready to give it to him the way he wants it, he's finding every which way to run from a situation, and I've had that situation. You know, I've been around a man who claimed they wanted wifey material, cook and clean, all of that, all the domestic, all the women. Then when you get it, you running for your life. Like, nobody's trying to wipe you down or tie you down. You want food? She gives you food.
I want to address that too. I want to address that too, Calvin, before you respond. I want to address the whole women having ambitions of being wifed up. Okay. If we have the dick in the bottle, as Miss Zena put it, and
that's what it is.
You have
don't
that
play
dick
around.
In the bottle, you have your dick in the bottle, right? And you crack this bottle open or pull the little cork out whenever you're ready. At what point do you feel like just because, you know, you start cooking and cleaning that he's going to change his mind? A lot of women do that. You know, they'll do it in hope for him to kind of step up to the plate and be like, oh, I'm going to make you my wife, or I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do that. And I'm talking about the guys that don't express it. Because there's some guys that will gas you the whole time, that will make you feel like, yo, I want you to be my wife. And like Zena said, as soon as you start doing that shit, as soon as you start doing the shit they want you to do, their true colors come out. And it's like, you got to be kidding me, dude. You're one of those. You know, they be playing.
I'm going to need a chime in.
I'm ready.
Guy is like the guys that y'all describing. And secondly, the man that was looking for the wifey, a man doesn't normally proclaim or say what he's strategizing. You know what I'm saying? If that's his plan, if that's his intentions, he's looking at you. He's already observing. If he's in lockdown mode, he's going to make the moves to lock you down. If he's not in lockdown mode, he's not going to, you know, he's not going to put the cuff on it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now secondly, there's a plethora of different types of men out there, as she was describing. And just as a woman expects for a man to read her mind, you should try to read the guy and his intentions and what he's doing so that you can evaluate better whether or not he's really trying to lock something down or if he's, you know, just tagging you along and, yeah, I need somebody to cook because I don't have time to cook. And since you're here, you're not doing anything, and you're available to do it, you might as well do it.
Calvin,
you don't want
you to stay right
I know a lot of chicks doing that right now. I know a lot of chicks doing that with no ring.
Calvin, stay on that thought. We'll be right back. We're going to listen to Stay by Rihanna.
It's not more than I should live in. see the light. It's hard to know which one of us is caving. The really sure.
Oh, I couldn't get any bigger. Oh, but then. Want to generate more traffic and sales for your business starting now? Well, here's the marketing tool you've been looking for. What about advertising your business product or service to singles? Well, everybody knows singles have the most money to spend, and the LoveZoneUSA.com has accumulated the largest audience of singles on internet radio. They've done this through a variety of shows discussing sex and controversial topics in the areas of relationships, dating, and marriage. They've also attracted celebrities to their show who are known by millions of listeners and fans, like The Temptations, divorce attorney Raoul Felder, Gloria Allred, and Danny Glover. Your business will be exposed as a sponsor of a variety of shows with universal themes featuring love and music, celebrities, sex, and other controversial topics, offering your business maximum exposure to singles who have the most discretionary income to spend. So contact one of our business consultants today so they can show you how you can generate more traffic and sales to your website by becoming a sponsor of the LoveZoneUSA.com. Often imitated, but never duplicated. TheLoveZoneUSA.com, where you hear the best lawyers.
Hi, this is Gloria Allred. I'll be on the Love Zone USA.
Doctors.
I am a licensed professional counselor here in Atlanta, Georgia. I specialize in love relationships.
Authors.
My name is Ralph Richard Banks. I am also the author of Is Marriage for White People?
Celebrity.
When I need to lead the weapon against the challenges of love, I'll call on the Love Zone USA. This is Danny Glover.
And music on the internet. The premier station discussing dating, relationships, sex, and marriage with common sense advice, where you can listen to your heart and we live and learn on the LoveZoneUSA.com.
Check out the Love Zone featuring classic soul, and today's on be with host Mike T. Next Thursday from 8 to 10 p.m., topic is, drumroll, I'm just joking. Topic is marriage a business or an arrangement? I'm pretty sure that's going to be a very interesting show. I can't wait. Oh. Now, before we went to break, we were discussing, can you read her mind? Listeners, you can call in 347-539-5729. Now, Calvin.
Before we start, I encourage all guys to come in and chime in on this. I know y'all not going to let me take this 3-on-1 by myself, but go ahead.
Better call some buddies or something. Better text somebody.
That's all right. I can handle this.
I'm just going to cover it.
Okay.
All right.
Go ahead.
He's like, I'm not going to be in nobody's bottle today.
Mouth. All right. Go ahead.
Hit me with a question.
Well, I wanted to know, do you feel that men treat women like men in the sense that they try to engage in their mindset, thinking they're reading their quote-unquote logic when they're really not? And it can be... It can cause conflict in a relationship. It's basically approaching a job with no tools.
I don't think so. I think that people do what you allow them to do. So if you allow your man to treat you like another one of the guys or anything of that sort, if he's not approaching you with the right tools, as a woman who's very well endowed and already has, like, you already captivated me, you should train me better. So I don't want to pass the blame, but I would say it's more on you.
Hold on. Why we got to
train you?
Say it again?
Why we got to train you?
Well, you got to teach me how to treat you. I think everybody should teach people how
now,
to treat
you. Now, I hear you, and I kind of feel you on that, but I really don't, because every person is different. You can't deal with everybody the same. What you think one woman likes, another woman may not like. You understand? It's no different from sex. She wants her twat eaten a certain kind of way. She don't like it that way. She like it anal. She don't. So you can't put the category on that.
Nah, what I'm saying is that each individual woman should train whichever guy you have captivated, like if whoever you're working with, you should train him on how to treat you. And trust me, there's women out there that know how to do it, you know, but not everybody's working with the right tools, as you said.
So would you say that you've been
working with any tools?
Would you say that you've been in a position to have those tools, Calvin?
I think I've been in a position to have those tools, but at the same time, either I don't feel like you're well endowed to make that move to keep you here, and you just my coochie in a bottle.
He tried it.
You better put that in a glass case. You talking about a bottle, boy? You better put that in a in a china cabinet or something. You playing?
I'll take care of mine. But okay. You just have to teach people how to treat you. However it is, whatever it is you're looking for, you can't always expect people to read your mind. Or maybe I can understand read your intentions or your efforts or the things that you do. But I can't expect you to just come there and whatever it is that you want. I'm supposed to, I dream a genie or Professor Xavier into your mind and, you know, give you what it is you need. Now, we both know that people in general are
I need to give the people what they need. Shout out to Peace Waves and Queens. We'll be right back. We're going to check out Power Trip by J. Cole.
Got me up all night, all I'm singing is love songs. She got me up all night, constant drinking and love songs. She got me up all night, down and out with these love songs. She got me up all night, drowning out with these love songs. She got me up all night, yeah, all I'm singing is love songs. She got me up all night, yeah, constant drinking and love songs. Up all night, yeah. Down and out with these love songs. She got me open all night.
Okay, back when I was sleeping in my mama's crib, but even back when I was up there in my homie crib, paying $1,700 for the rent, money well spent, no heater but a nigga made heat, may I vent, had a thing for you, even wrote the song Dreams for you, cause I had dreams for your thoughts of a ring, for your childish shit, you know childish shit, anonymous flower tip, you know coward shit, now niggas signed a hoe, took a power trip, back home, I'm grown now, and the city's my throne now, huh? The same clubs that I used to get tossed out, life got crisscrossed, totally crossed out, cause now I'm in this bitch. And I'm totally bossed out. 06 crying cause they know that they lost out. But I'm still on you, I'm still on you. My drinks spill on me while I spill on you. I'm saying,
would you believe me if I said I'm in love? Baby, I want you to want me.
Gotta be the longest crush ever. If I ever get the fuck, be the longest bust ever. Love is a drug like the strongest stuff ever. And fuck it, I'm on one. You feel me? She on a power trip. She got me where she want a nigga. Wiping in the club, man. My homies gon' disown a nigga. Like, give me $20. Ask stupid how you get to college. I'm in your city and I'm wondering if you're home now. Went and found a man, but I'm hoping you alone now. Can't help but feeling like I dropped the ball, cliche. I used to pop up on you at the mall each day. Now, typically, I kick game like East Bay, but you got a nigga freeze frame yelling, please play. For Pete's sake, homie, pull it together. Just fuck up one time and be through it forever. But
would you believe me if I said I'm in love? Baby, I want you, I want me. Would you believe me if I said I'm in love? Baby, I want you, yeah.
And up all night, yeah. All I'm singing is love songs. She got me
up all night, yeah. Constant drinking in love songs. She got me up all night, yeah. Down and out with these love songs. She got me open all night, Got me open all night, hey.
I'm on that good tin alcohol. I got some damn back in call. I don't know what I would do without y'all. I'm a ball to the day I fall.
Yeah, long as my bitches love me.
Yeah.
I can give a fuck by no hate, long as my bitches love me.
Yeah.
I can give a fuck by no miss, long as these bitches love me.
Stop hating, the tone chick got that fire. And they don't love me like Satan, man. All she eat is beer. She's on a strict diet, that's my baby. With no makeup, she a 10. And she the best with that hair. Even better than Corinne. She don't want money. She wants the time we could spend. She said, cause I really need somebody. So tell me you're that somebody. Girl, I f*** who I want and f*** who I don't. Got that A1 credit. That's that filet mignon. She say, I never wanna make you mad, I just wanna make you proud. Baby, just make me, then don't make a sound.
I'm on that good tin alcohol.
Yeah.
I got some damn back in call. I don't know what I would do without y'all. I'm a ball to the day I fall.
Yeah, as long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me.
Yeah.
I can give a fuck by no hate, as long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me.
Yeah, I can give a fuck
by
no
miss,
as long as these bitches love me.
Friends, these haters, these hoes got hoes like craters. Can't treat these hoes like ladies, man. See, running with codeine, she say my drip feel like morphine. I hope my name tastes like sardines to these men. She wake up, eat this, call that breakfast and beer. Then 996, I feel a heartbeat. I chest to chest with this. I turn around, face down, I'm a rep in this. Yeah, all my bitches love me, and I love all my. But it's like soon as I come to my senses, and I would say these old names. But then I would be snitching, and these haters try to knock me, but they can't knock me off the hinges.
I'm on that good tin alcohol.
Yeah.
I got some damn back in call.
And
I don't know what I would do without y'all. I'm a ball to the day I fall apart.
Yeah, as long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can give a fuck by no hate, as long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me. My bitches love me.
Yeah.
My bitches love me.
I can give a fuck, bro.
I lost a few good bitches, met some more bad bitches, and I be schooling them. Just pose for your class picture, and I can smell. If you hate, getting out, I'm skating. Yeah. I lost a few good bitches, met some more bad bitches, and I be schooling them. Just pose for your class picture, and I can smell. If you hate, I'm getting out, I'm skating.
I'm on that grip, chin echo house. I got some damn back in call. I don't know what I would do without y'all. I'm a ball to the day I fall apart.
Yeah, as long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me.
Yeah.
I can give a fuck by no hate, as long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me. My bitches love me.
Yeah, I can give a fuck by no hate, as long as these bitches love me.
Hi, this is Martha Wash. You may remember me as one half of the group, the Weather Girls. Well, I'll be on the LoveZoneUSA.com live May 9th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time to spend an evening with you, my fans, to introduce my new album, Something Good. So be sure to join in the fun and make sure you call in to 347-539-5729 to get the opportunity to secure backstage passes and meet me at the Emporium in Long Island, New York, on May 10th, and say hello. I've got something good for you on the LoveZoneUSA.com.
And we're back on the Girlfriend Network. I just wanted to let all my listeners know I appreciate you. My co-host, Calvin and Sharon, I appreciate y'all.
Appreciate
I
want to
give the listeners a little taste of what we're going to be talking about next week. Attention, our show is going to be moving to a new date and time, Mondays, starting April 22nd at 5 p.m. Again, the show will be starting on Mondays, April 22nd at 5 p.m. Our topic is going to be, can Facebook ruin a relationship? Being that I have both of you lovely people on the phone, give me just a little yay or nay on how you feel about that.
I'm going to let the ladies
go. Oh, wow. I think that Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff can ruin a relationship if you let it. If there's communication between you and whoever you're with, then it shouldn't be a problem. I mean, I wouldn't even say Facebook as much as maybe Instagram or something like that, you know. But, I mean, I don't know. It just depends on the maturity of the two people. Now, if you guys aren't really looking at each other's stuff and you got your own lives and it's nothing, then it's nothing. It's just all about trust. But I think that in some cases it could, and in some cases it really doesn't even. It's a non-factor.
What do you think, Calvin?
I think it's partially a double-edged sword. Because as open as I am about communication, I think a lot of people forget that at first we were individuals. And some people can't escape the individual mind state. They start to enter, they neglect the relationship mind state. They're not thinking we all the time. You hit your Facebook, you're thinking me, you're thinking I. So if you had fun and you went and posted a picture and some girl comments on it that, let's be honest, if she was ugly, your girl wouldn't say nothing. If she's hot and smoking, you know what I'm saying? If she looking good, your girl, who that? Who that? The questions come out like bullets.
No. See, that's the average female who does that stuff. A woman who's secure, she's not really tripping on that. But what I do feel is Facebook, for example, if you're sending messages, that's no different from you sending a text message or calling someone. That thought is coming directly from you. And whether it's a joke or not, there's truth in every joke. So be prepared for every action is a reaction. If you plan on dishing it out, be prepared to take however somebody may take it, because I'm pretty sure you think it's cute when you're not in a relationship, but then when you get in one, you want to start telling the person, oh, you can't say that, and you can't do this, and you don't want to, what? Who? What? Who are you talking to? Anybody got time? But speaking of time, our time is up. Thank you guys for listening. Thanks, Calvin. Thanks, Sharon. Very much for being with me today. Please don't forget, our show starts on a new date and time, April 22nd from 5 to 6 p.m. every Monday. Until then, we'll talk soon, and let's listen to I Hit It First by Ray J. Take care.
Oh, Lord.
I know, right?
When I walk in the function, you already know I'm leaving with something. girls know when I'm coming. I get your girl real proper loving. I'm not the rappers and ball players, but we all know I hit it first. I hop in the club and pop a show love, and I don't even put in words. Come back to me, girl, I know just why you choose me. And if you would have come back to me, girl, I'll get you a jacuzzi. And if you would have come back to me, girl, we'll make another movie. She might move on to rappers and ball players, but we all know I hit it first. I hop in the club and pop a show love, and I don't even put in words. You know I hit it, 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 I hit it first.
Okay, the stream just went off.